You have forgotten the first rule in living with Dorian and Bull. Always send a messenger to hunt them down. Never go after them yourself. Those unwary unfortunates who happen to stumble upon them when they are otherwise occupied tend to regret it.
Ooh. Ooh. Fuck yeah, Dorian. Bounce your tight ass on my cock. Look at you drooling around that gag. You love it, don't you? Love being tied down and gagged and stuffed full of my cock.
You do not run, but you do walk at a very brisk pace, indeed, back down the corridor from whence you came.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right there. Yes! I should have known from the day you made that joke that this was what you wanted. You were made for this, you know. Made to wear my collar and leash.
You slammed the door to their hallway shut. Ahead of you, a maid holding a stack of clean bedsheets stops in her tracks, arrested in her attempt to get through the door. Don't go in there. Dorian and Bull are busy. She grimaces in comprehension and makes a sharp about-face, heading back towards the laundry room, presumably to find a task that will require her to spend several hours on the other side of the keep. Okay, so Dorian and Bull can go with you on your next mission.
To ask Josephine for help with what to wear to the ball, play part 16. To ask Solas to accompany you to Orlais, play part 17.